This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Congressional Democrats toured Texas border facilities Monday as news emerged about a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents that includes racist and violent content. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports. We don't have that report for you right now. The Salvadoran migrant and his toddler daughter, who drowned in a desperate effort to cross into the United States, were buried Monday in San Salvador. A photograph of Oscar Martinez and his 23-month-old Valeria lying face down in the Rio Grande River was shared countless times last week, bringing attention to the plight of those who would enter the United States to seek a better life. El Salvador President Nayib Bukele said Martinez and his family felt they had no choice but to flee the poverty and violence they faced at home in El Salvador. Critics blame the tragedy in part on Trump administration policies that have kept migrants from crossing the border to ask for asylum and forcing them to wait in Mexico. The administration threatened Mexico with tariffs if it did not enforce immigration controls in its northern and southern borders. The United States says it will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon after Tehran announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium it agreed to in the 2015 International Accord restraining its nuclear weapons development. The White House said in a statement Monday that Iran should be held to a standard of no uranium enrichment and said the United States will continue its pressure on Iran. The statement said maximum pressure on the regime will continue until its leaders alter their course of action. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency confirmed Monday that Iran had exceeded the limits imposed by the deal. You're listening to VOA News.